Pipe Network presents.
Thank you to Pipe Marketplace and Anchor for partnering with us this episode.
Oh, and just a heads up, we may talk about things that are potentially triggering for you. So listener discretion is advised.
Boo!
Hello, everybody! Okay, welcome to another episode. Welcome to the pre-show show. We are recording this episode so late into the week because I am so busy. So busy. And Ninya.
So busy.
Thank the fart god.
Yes.
Is recording using her microphone that we got for her. Well, that Kevin got for her.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. The internet is like super nice right now.
The fart god smiles so upon
great.
Us today.
It feels so great to like have a mic in front of me. Yeah. It's okay. A great day.
That's
my sister's birthday today. So
what?
I guess that's
whose
a
birthday?
Thing.
Is it?
Sorry, someone messaged me. It's my sister's.
Oh really?
Achi.
Happy birthday, Achi. I forgot that it was your birthday. I'll greet you on Facebook later.
Yeah.
We're a day apart lang pala.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Little.
Two days apart.
No, like 2 days apart. I have like, with your birthday, I have to defend myself.
Oh my God.
To
all
say
right.
the least on some things. Kasi, if you guys didn't know, I made Andrew a video. And on his birthday,
we'll talk about
it later. Live stream.
This is still the pre-show like, show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're hinting things that's gonna happen. You're gonna be defending yourself.
Do you wanna hint on? Yeah, I will defend myself, and we will be hearing, you interviewing our very special guest later on
yes,
in the show.
Actually, we will have
very special
a very very special guest later on. He's running late, so and you're going to be out. I'm gonna kick you out of the room. While we interview.
Bye.
Pero that's okay. That's
fine. I'm just gonna be in the background.
Uh-oh. But actually, you know, okay. Everyone will know na. I mean, I'm sure they've seen the title, but you know, we're still gonna keep it a secret for you guys. Before we start the episode, we also have a big announcement. Huge.
I'm like, why do I know this announcement?
This is an enormous, monumental, game-changing
announcement
that will
Ooh.
Change the course of farts forever.
All right. Farts history, guys. We're making farts history.
And today's episode is going to be about ghost stories. Where the fuck is the button for me to start the show?
Oh, right, I'm waiting for
sorry, it's my fault.
Why do you seem so scared?
Hi, I'm Ninya.
And my name is Andrew.
Welcome to the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show.
A podcast where we talk about scary stories that happened in real life. If you were a part of this terrorist group, you would be targeted and killed by the Aswak.
These three girls, their friends, two of them decided to stab their other friend just to please Slenderman.
Bigfoot is the internet influencer of the monster world.
It killed 19 American servicemen that day.
So sit back, relax, and try not to go crazy with fright.
Aren't we all crazy?
I want this show to be family friendly.
Family friendly, we talk about murder and horror and all that crap.
Welcome, one and all, to the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tale Show. The show where we talk about real life scary stories. Of course, my name is Andrew, and I am with my co-host.
Ninya.
Yes.
Are you happy that I'm addressing myself now?
Yes. It feels good. It feels empowered.
Because I know like you're just waiting for me to address
it. I don't want to say it, but I kind of want to just stay silent until you say your name. So it's going to, because
I mean, I can just say silent as well.
I know that's what you're going to do. That's why I'm not going to do it. Okay. Anyway, it's just us. of course. You know, it's one of those rare moments where it's just us. But we will be joined by...
It's been a while.
...a guest later on. Are you familiar with ghost hunting?
Yes.
Yeah, so we will be... We might be... Oh my god, that stupid fucking chicken. I don't know if you can hear
it. Ko, like, it's a weird cat. I'm like, what?
Don't mind the chicken in the background. That is super annoying. We're recording this in the afternoon. We usually record this in like the evening, but I like don't have time to do this anymore because we're recording at like the day before we release this stupid episode. Anyway, I mean this episode's not stupid because we have a guest, but you know, you get what I mean. Anyway, yeah. So I wouldn't say he's a ghost hunter. I would say he's more of a paranormal investigator, but from the conversation we had, he kind of refers to it as both.
Sorry, I'm like super distracted with the chicken noise.
Don't mind the chicken.
The chicken.
Okay, so he's gonna be coming on the show later on. And yeah. Do you have any questions that you'd like me to ask our guest?
No, I think I've asked you some of the questions now, so you can ask him for me. Because I am shy. I just want to know, is our guest doing okay? Because in you know, pandemic still is here. So sometimes it's best to ask, how are you?
So the guest is going to be from Davao Paranormal Society. He's actually the founder of Davao Paranormal Society.
I think you were like, when we found out that like we're going to have him on the show, we're like, oh my god, really, this is so cool.
Yeah, they were the people who, I don't know if you remember, but they were the people who investigated the White Moncado Mansion in Samal, the one that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
yeah
you've mentioned yeah. mentioned on like a few episodes ago, I believe.
Yeah. So he's going to be coming on the show and we're going to be talking about paranormal investigating. And I believe he mentioned he could give me tips on how to ghost hunt
not
myself.
Anger. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I can't wait for that. I really can't. So anyway, I have been super busy the past few days. I had my birthday... Right? I had a birthday stream. Mm-hmm. What was it? What else did I do? Ooh, I got the cake that I wanted for my birthday. And then...
You picked it up yesterday, I believe? Yeah.
Yes. And also, we also have a pride show later this evening on the day that the episode releases. I'm going to be posting it and stuff, so watch out for that. It's going to be a pride show. So... you know, super fun. Improv is like, it's probably the best thing that has that has ever happened to me in the past year. When the pandemic started, I was just so in my head, you know, and I actually hid away from everyone. I turned off all my social media, and then we started this podcast, and then I discovered improv. Mm-mm. And then from then on, I began coming back. So, you know, it's super fun. I enjoy improv. I love improv.
And like, improv people are so nice.
Yeah, and they are so nice. So nice.
They're so nice.
All right. So, Nins, you wanted to defend yourself.
Yes, I wanted to defend myself because apparently I did not know. Because when you were live streaming, my internet was absolute trash. So I called Kevin and then I asked if like he can watch it, and then like I can listen in. And then you were like reacting to, you know, the photos and then the videos and audios and so forth. And then there was one particular photo that like you reacted and Kevin reacted into, like, oh my god, is this gonna be demonetized or something? Like, that one photo, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he described it to me that in the photo you had a cake with a very special something on it.
Yeah. I had a penis on the candle on the cake.
Yeah, you had a pee-pee candle on the cake, and I did not know that that was there. And then, like, I was just, all right, this is a photo that you look like, when I was choosing the photos, it's just cringe photo, yes. Funny photo, yes. You being happy in this photo, good. All right, let's put it all in, and then, like, let's not think about it. Just like, I just need to finish this video now. And then, like, I've sent the link before you were streaming. I've sent the link to, like, at least 4 or 5 different people to, like, watch it. So, like, they all watched the video, and then no one, like, notified me about the penis candle, which is just, I did not know. I did not see. I still haven't seen which photo. I actually tried to find it on, like, the photos that I have. I haven't, like, rewatched my own video, so that's a thing.
It's the one with me wearing the Omaru hood. Omaru hood. Hood.
And is that the one that it was in this, their backdrop was red?
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah. Really? I did not notice
that. It had the cake with the penis candle on it.
I did not notice that it was a penis candle. I don't know. I was like, oh, you're in Urmaru here. Let's just put it there. I did not know. That's my first defense. And then the second thing I want to defend myself is there was one video that it abruptly cuts. And then you were like, Nins, what kind of editing is this? I'm like, actually, you have, I watched that one video like 3-4 times when it was sent to me. I was questioning it. Is there something wrong when I downloaded it? Is there something wrong? And then, like, I realized that, oh, maybe this is like an inner joke, inside joke between you and the person that I just didn't get. And then, all right, let's not change anything. Because I don't usually change anything on the video. Even in the audio, I don't really change anything except for, like, increasing the volume for, like, a lot of people sent me their audio, which is, like, very low. Like, so I had to increase their volume. Yeah, I really wanted to, like, fully hear the audio. And then, like, I tried, like, 2 softwares to, like, increase the volume, and it was both still low. So, yeah, that was a thing. And then for the abrupt cut, I'm like, all right, I'm let's stop questioning. Let's just put it in there.
Let's just edit.
Stop question. like there were like so many questions for like the because like I watched that video at least 5 times to like make sure like all the audios were like as close as everyone's other audios or the previous person's audio so that no one's too loud, no one's too low. And then like, I just had trouble with like 2 low audios there, and that's it. So yeah, I think that's all I have to say for myself.
No, but like seriously, Ninya, thank you. The effort is really appreciated. I mean, you know, like it's not always, you know, you know me. I don't ask for a lot of things. If I do ask for something, it's gonna be super expensive.
We both know I'm broke as fuck.
Yeah, so me asking for this and then you delivering well beyond my expectations was
wow, okay.
was something I could appreciate really much, really well. So
yeah,
thank
and
you.
Then you should appreciate especially like the song at the end because I cannot sing for shit. So I really had to ask Winnie to sing that for me.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And like do the no.
I don't know if Winnie listens to the podcast, but do you remember on your birthday she also made you a song and it was so long?
Yeah, she also
long.
Made me a song.
I think that song was like 10 minutes.
By the way, I just want to say, like, when people, I think I told you about it, but I want to, like let everyone know. When I was asking everyone to, like, guys, can you send me, like, audio or video? Some people were asking, is there a format? Is there, like, a time limit or whatever? And I'm like, no, there's no format. There's no time limit. Just feel free to send. And then internally, I'm like, please make it extremely long so that Andrew would have a hard time.
Oh, can, like, Can I have a copy of Winnie's song? I want to play it when, you know, next year when my birthday comes in again.
I can try to like send it to you. Cause like I asked Winnie to help me sing because I cannot sing. So I wrote it and I'm like, Winnie, can you sing this for me? Thanks. She's like, yes, okay. I'm like, yay.
All right. So I mentioned earlier that we have some announcements on the show, and it's game changing, it's history making, it's cycle breaking.
It's an announcement.
Queen of all the Andals and the First Men. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. I'm waiting if you can memorize everything.
Yeah, I don't memorize the whole name. I was just like, never mind. Back away slowly. Okay. All right.
Undo.
So, Fart's Discord is dead.
It's so sad. I'm kind of sad about it, but it's understandable.
Can I play sad music? Wait.
Do you have tiny violin? This is not sad music!
I don't think I have sad music. Okay. I pressed the label that says sad, and then it played that.
We should have like tiny violin music.
Well, I'll just edit like sad music behind this track. Anyway. So Fart's Discord is dead. And actually, Fart's Discord has been growing for some time now. A lot of people have joined the Fart's Discord. The only problem is people don't understand Discord. Like,
yeah.
People don't understand.
People have a hard time navigating. That's a term.
Yeah, people have a hard time navigating. So I'm kind of like, okay, this isn't going to work for everyone. Nobody's talking like how I intended it to be.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, shut down. We're shutting down this operation. We're changing. So the Farts group community page is now on Facebook.
We're moving to Facebook.
We are moving to Facebook. First of all, it's easier for everyone to access. Everyone literally won't get lost. And third, there are so many contents on Facebook that we could explore. Like, we could post videos, we could have like live sessions in the group, right? We could also have
that's a thing.
We could play around and all these things, right? On Facebook. So that's why I want to move there, because mainly accessibility in our audience is there. You guys are there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're moving there. Also, okay, you're probably wondering why I'm making these like groups and stuff. The reason why is I want Farts to not just be us talking. I want this podcast to be a get together, a celebration of people, you know, from all different walks of life, loving horror, you know, loving all things scary, diba? And like, you know, just sharing our days and stuff like that. You know, it's so tiring, Nins, to just be hearing from you day in, day out.
Parang, yeah, I know. You're welcome. Parang,
pwede iba na naman, you know? So, as an incentive, if you are a constant poster on the...
We have badges, I think, on Facebook.
Oh my God, the family... I don't know if you can hear the background, but my family is like super noisy. Anyway.
Say hi to your mom for me.
Oh, so you can hear.
Side note.
Okay. Anyway.
A little bit.
As I was saying, we are going to be starting a thing on the show where we give shout-outs at the end of the episode for those people who have badges on the group. Okay?
Oh, that's great. That's nice.
So this is like, I just want everyone to be posting and stuff like that. I want people to talk, okay? I want to meet people, okay? This
Andrew's just tired of me, guys. That's the main thing.
I am so done with being at home all the time. I can't. You know, I'm a person
can't even
who feeds off other people's energy. I am an extrovert.
Like on an extrovert's perspective, you can barely get energies from introverts like me.
Exactly.
So, he needs more people, guys.
I need more guys. Send help. Okay. Also, we will be doing shorter episodes from now on. I cannot be editing 2-hour episodes anymore. It is so, oh my gosh. I mean, probably in the future, depende.
I'll take that as a challenge. Thank you very much.
Please don't. We need shorter episodes, please. First of all, because I want to be transparent. It is proven that a lot of people listen more to the show if it's shorter. So
we're going to do that. We'll try to do that, though.
Yeah, we will try to do that. It is taken in chunks. So we have the first segment, break, second segment, break, third segment, break, fourth segment, end, right? Like, that's how the show has always been. That's how I intended it to be. But we have to keep it shorter now. So probably we will be...
Yeah.
Less
banter.
Yes, less side banter, more scary stuff. I don't know. It just depends. It depends. I'll make sure we don't go over 2 hours, because 2 hours is way too much. Now, Nins, do you believe in ghosts?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Have I not told you that I may have seen one?
What?
Yeah. All right. Let's.
Where?
Anyways.
Where is this? Is this?
Anyways,
in,
so what about you?
Is this in the Marbel house?
In my old house. No. Like, I have not seen one there, but like that place is haunted as fuck. Like, all of my relatives like know that like shit goes down like when the sun goes down.
This is
for
in
me.
Holmes.
It was in our old house. Yeah, in Emily. I think I told you about this long ago, okay. Before the Fire Nation attack. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
What about you?
I remember you were playing, and then you, beside the your.
I was watching television. No, I was. I don't know what story that is, but it was when I was alone at the house, and then it was in the afternoon. I was watching television, and then I had a glass of milk with me. It was on a black mug, and then when I finished it, I had to go like to the kitchen, which is. Like, it's kind of dark when it's in late afternoon. So, I didn't want to go there in that area of the house because I don't want to turn on the lights and stuff. And then I don't want to, like, stay in that area because it's dark. So, I decided to, like, lean myself on the wall near the kitchen and finish drinking. And then when I hit the bottom of the cup, I saw a white lady's face, like, right by mine, like on the reflection on the cup, yeah. And then I
kasi black,
yeah, shot. And then I ran and then I like, put the cup down, yeah. So like it was like a face that's like right beside mine. Now it's not really a face, but it's like more like the eyes, because I moved my cup to my left so I could see my left eye, and then there's another eye like right beside me. My face. It was very strange.
Yeah, I do remember you talking about this story. For me, I believe in ghosts as well. It's just that
you've never seen one.
I've never seen one. Well, no.
But like, what about the guy behind your window?
No, not that one. What window? I did remember.
Like
I
the
told...
one in your room, because like.
Remember
you
I told
mentioned
the story,
before. I don't know if it
like
was
like I had paralysis, sleep paralysis, and then I woke up and then there was something following me. I'm not even sure if that was a ghost. So I don't know. Like, so I can't definitively say that I've seen a ghost.
Yeah.
I may have seen some things that look like ghosts, but I'm not sure.
We can never be really sure, yeah. This is why we have to, like, one of these days, we have to record in, like, a haunted mansion or whatever, and then, like, see if we can see a ghost. Maybe we can invite, some people over.
No, this is also a good thing, because we are going to be talking to Sarge of Davao Paranormal Society later, right?
Yeah.
We can ask him some questions on how to ghost hunt. Mm-hmm. Oh, diba? All right. Yeah. So with that, we are going to be taking a break. And when we come back, I might talk about one of the most famous ghosts in Philippine history. We will be right back. This episode is brought to you by Pipe Marketplace. Do you want to get great deals on food, books, art services, and even milk tea? You can visit pipenetwork.co/marketplace. And for any of the services available, use the promo code FARTS and get exclusive discounts. Once again, that's pipenetwork.co/marketplace and use the promo code FARTS and get exclusive discounts. pipenetwork.co/marketplace, promo code FARTS. And welcome back, since we're trying to speed up our episodes. Nope.
There's a story for you in this hand of mine. You can't stop the things I do. I lie. I've searched high and low, wrote down an essay. Now Andrew is back, and there's hell to pay. There's a story for you, and this hand of mine.
Okay, welcome back. I was distracted. I realize the song ended already. Okay, so I am going to be talking about... Okay, hold on. I forgot to mention this in the first segment, but I actually guested recently on the Carl Aquino Experience Requiem. Requiem. The Carl Aquino Experience Requiem. So he recently interviewed me for his show. Mm-hmm. We kind of touch a lot about horror stuff and ghost stuff. And I have to be honest here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions was, so when you think of famous white ladies in the Philippines, which comes to mind?
To be honest, like, no one. Not until, like, you mentioned who your story was to me on a private, conversation.
Yeah, but, like...
What about you?
But when
like,
we...
Like, to be honest, like, if, like, someone just randomly asked you, yeah.
Yeah, but now that we know, if you...
I have no clue.
If you know any white ladies that is famous in the Philippines, it would be the white girl... The white lady of Baleta Drive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He asked me a question about the white lady of Baleta Drive. And just to be honest here, I don't know much about the white lady of Baleta Drive. But I do know that she exists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because of Trece. Even before Trece, I already knew about her. It's just that I didn't know much about her. But if we talk about white ladies and such, I know stuff about it, you know, just not this specific white lady. So
like a general.
So yeah. when our topic was ghosts, I was like, this is the perfect opportunity for me
to review yourself.
Yeah, to review the story of the white lady of Balete Drive. So this is the story of Char. Shits. The White Lady of Balete Drive. So, As I mentioned, it is probably one of the very few famous stories in the Philippines. Even though I don't know much about it, I have heard about the White Lady of Balete Drive. So, Balete Drive is this long stretch of road somewhere in Quezon City, and it had that name because the road that there were lots of balete trees lined in the road. And we all know that balete trees are sort of like portals.
Infamous for attracting.
Yes, yes. They can be homes, portals, they can be... Basta, it has some spirit, like, supernatural implication in it.
Mm-mm.
Now, there are actually many variations to the story of the white girl of Balete Drive. Why do I keep saying white girl? White lady.
White lady. She's a lady.
I just imagine her with Starbucks in her hand. And she's going like, right? Hiya. Where are you from? I'm from Balete Drive. Okay. I just imagine that when I say white girl of Balete Drive. Okay. Anyway. So there are many variations to her story. One of these variations was that she was a UP student on her way home, and she was riding a taxi, right? And the taxi was going down Balete Drive. Now, back then, I'm not sure about now, but back then, Balete Drive was dark and secluded. Like, it was this dark part of the city that not a lot of people go to. So the taxi driver was an awful person, and so he decided to attack the girl. He assaulted her, and then right after he was done, he killed her. After that, he dumped the body in one of the balete trees, and somehow that triggered her soul to stay in this place after that.
Mm-mm.
And apparently, after that, people would begin finding her in Balete Drive, trying to find her killer or trying to find justice for what happened. Another version of the story is that there was this lady that was living in one of the old mansions in Balete Drive, but was somehow killed by her own family for some strange reason. And actually, she survived, and she got out of the house, and she kind of died in the road.
Ooh.
So now people... This fucking stupid chicken. Sorry, it's really annoying. It's so distracting. Okay, this is why I hate recording in the afternoon. Anyway, I want to... It's begging to be cooked. Okay, so every now and then, people would spot this old... Not really old lady, but, you know, like a mature lady, like running down the street trying to look for cars that would try to pick her up.
Yeah, I think there was like, it's like kind of famous that if you're a cab driver or you're a taxi driver and then you pass by that area, it's, I think there's like parang a sort of quote unquote rule that you don't pick up passengers in that area. I think I'm not 100%
like
sure.
It's like a rule that nobody talks about.
Yeah, it's like a secret rule or some shit. I may have heard stuff here and there, but like I'm again not 100% sure.
Now another variation of the story that I've heard is that she was a victim of a hit and run along the drive, and that kind of just turned her into a white lady. So usually, you know, there's usually death in these stories. But aside from the death being the common factor, one thing remains the same for all three of them, all three of the stories that I mentioned, this white lady, when she appears, she's beautiful, but she has a bloodstained and bruised face, like from sustaining her injuries and stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
And apparently she appears out of nowhere and then disappears suddenly right after. Now, I was like, oh my God, this is so fascinating and stuff like that. So I researched more into the story, and actually the story is like super old. Like it can be traced back to the 1950s of Philippines. So this is like an age-old story. This is like two generations, actually three now, with Trece coming back, you know, and giving light to the white lady and stuff like that of Baleta Drive. Like, it's now generations and generations of these people who know the story of the white lady.
Yeah, who's heard of it.
Yeah. So, so as I was searching, no, aside from the rule that nobody should be, like, no taxi drivers should be picking up any passengers from Baleta Drive, I think it's only at night. I think so.
That's a secret practice that they do. Because it's only, like, I think nighttime that she appears.
Yeah. Because apparently, the lady haunts mostly taxi drivers and motorists starting midnight till 3 p.m. Wow, ha, working hours.
Schedule.
Oh my God, I'm running late.
Why did I picture that, like, she's in a schoolgirl uniform and then she has the bread on her mouth? Like, oh no, running late to school. She's, like, she's the running, shoujo manga.
Okay, wow, she's a working girl even in the afterlife. Okay, I stan. Anyway,
BC.
So I found one story of this taxi driver who doesn't want to be named, was passing by the street looking for passengers, no. And he didn't know I'm sure he was familiar with the story or that he forgot about it. Basta somehow he was looking for passengers along Baleta Drive. So in the distance, he sees this beautiful woman by the side of the road, and she flags him down. So he was like, finally, I'm getting money tonight. So he lets her in, right? And and then she's like, doon lang po sa ano, like at the end of the road. Like to all the way to the end of the road. I need to get off there. But she said it, of course, in Tagalog, because, you know. Anyway.
Language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the ride, he starts noticing that the woman is eerily quiet and was staring at him through the rear view mirror. Alam mo yung parang mga tropes sa horror movies where the driver adjusts
the mirror.
tapos like it's just this face of the girl, ganun. So it was kind of like that. Pero she was there the whole time. The driver knew he was there the whole time. But she was just staring at him like really creepily. Like, you know,
silently.
Like how SpongeBob saw Kevin or something. Like, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah.
So, ganun, he recounts that he could literally feel the hairs on his back standing from how creepy this lady was. So, ayun, he was so creeped out that he drove all the way, like, he drove faster, like he drove faster than the speed of
fast
light.
Fast and furious. All right.
Parang, he was like, This creepy lady is creeping me out. I am gonna be dry. I just want money. Ganon, ganon. And so he starts flooring it. You know how like SpongeBob goes, floor it, floor it, floor it. Mm-hmm. You know, like that. So he floors it all the way to the end. And when he gets to the end, he looks back and the white lady is gone. Well, the lady is gone.
Mm-hmm.
What about his money?
You don't get paid for that. You do not get paid for that.
All he got was goosebumps.
Was it fright?
and creepy staring. And he lost gas.
I mean,
He lost gas. He lost time.
I mean, she was like, I don't like this taxi here. Like, let's move along. Like, make this faster. Let's get rid of this guy. I don't want this guy in my road.
In my opinion, no. This white lady's rude. At least she could have left like ghost money or something.
Ghost money.
Yeah. Like, di ba?
Doubloons. All right.
Kawawa naman si Kuya Driver, no?
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I get the, like she always scares these drivers and then they just want a passenger so that they can earn money for their families. That's just what they want. That's just it. They don't need, like, extra scares. And I think maybe that's her mode of payment, giving you scary stares.
Or maybe, you know, that's just her thing. Kasi, I do know that ghosts aren't malicious, apparently. So
white ladies are generally not.
Yeah. So I guess they're just you know, like they just like to have fun, and I guess that was their way of having fun, you know, scamming taxi drivers and stuff.
Scamming people. I mean, for me though, like if I would ride a taxi, I would be very quiet. I'm like I'm one of those passengers that just like be very, very quiet and be either on my phone or looking out the window. I'm one of those passengers. So I mean, I'm trying to defend people who are like me, who's just like silently being on the road. Cause there are like drivers who like wanna strike a conversation. And you're just not like, okay. Just gonna sit here. Just wanna get to my destination. Thank you.
He's trying to talk to you, but you're just staring at him through the rear view mirror.
People to stop talking to you, so.
In the middle of the way.
And just.
You just start
jump
putting
out.
White. No, no, no. You just start putting white powder on your face. You don't spread it, so you look ghostly white and pale. Ganon. It's just on your face.
Just on the face. And it's not like it's not matching the color of your neck, and then like it's like really powdery white.
That was in the middle of the ride. You just jump out in one of the, like when the taxi stops. You just jump out.
Yeah, jump out and then run.
Nag 1-2-3 lang taxi. Oh, have I told you about the time I accidentally 1-2-3'd a jeep?
Jeep. Oh my god. Can you wait lang, quick pause. Can you explain for like people who don't know what this 1-2-3?
1-2-3 is basically riding a public transport and not paying for it. So
making a break for it.
Hold on. Wait, I just realized it wasn't okay. I have one where it was by accident, and then I have one where I kinda did it on purpose. But that was years ago, okay? I was broke. I didn't have a job.
This is intimidating evidence against Andrew.
No, it's been years. It's been years. And nobody can prove that I actually did.
But you're admitting to it, right?
Allegedly.
There you go. There you go.
So, okay. Allegedly.
What did you do?
I rode a Jeep and I looked at my wallet and then I realized all my coins were on my desk at home. So
you had no money.
I was okay, not that I'm trying to teach people how to 1-2-3, but
the guys trick, will do this. This is all alleged.
Yeah. This may or may not work. So what I did was I was very active in like taking people's money. Because you know how you have to pass the coins to give it to the driver?
Yeah.
So
that's how we are here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Like it's if you're gonna pay,
it's
the driver,
honor code. Like mm-mm. Yeah, it's trusting like the people will actually pay and the people yeah. will
okay.
not pocket the money that you took.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I was very active in passing the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very vocal about it. So I would be like, bayad o, bayad o. I would be like that. So the driver will get confused and will forget if I actually paid her.
Which, not. Yeah, which person.
But this is all allegedly. I allegedly did this, okay? I never, you know, I can
you
either.
You may or may not have done this.
Yes. So that's how you 1, 2, 3, guys. Okay, so. So, ayun, that is my story. We're gonna be taking one more break. And when we come back, Ninya, what is your story about?
My story is about a family whose daughter has some issues, to say the least. And I will tell you more about it after our little break.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you enjoying this podcast?
Are you laughing your ass off?
Are you scared for your life?
You know how you can show your love for the podcast?
Just tell people about us.
Go on. Do it. You know you want to.
Join us!
Before we get back to the episode, you should check out this Pipe Network show.
If you want to learn something new or useless about the world around you, why don't you try listening to the Banyu Podcast Reflushed on Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast app that you use.
Seems fine.
There you go. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Ninya.
Hi.
1 or 2?
9.
Oh, 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 my Ninya. There she goes again. My, my. She's got something for ya. Oh, you listener. Brace yourself and then try not to get paranoia.
Okay, Ninya, what is your fart?
My fart for today is
very
about...
smelly.
Yeah, I know, and it's very loud.
Okay. Go.
You're welcome. So, the story is about, apparently this is a true story of, I'm sorry if I'm butchering names, as per usual, this is Chinese, so there's no phonetics, so I'm not 100% sure on how you're pronouncing this. It's Hui Bon Hua. Hui Bon Hua is apparently a very famous in China. He was the one who... he's a Chinese immigrant who moved in the 19th century. He became the wealthiest in the city that he moved in. And people like thought that, oh, he became wealthy because of, he might have stumbled upon treasure, or like he found precious antiques and then traded with them. So either way, he became very wealthy. He has like a bunch of real estates, and he has a few sons, but he only had one daughter that he treasured and loved so much. And then he basically hid his daughter from the world, in a sense that she doesn't go out that much. So he built a museum of fine arts in one of his houses. He decided to, you know, convert it into a museum. So the museum is actually very pretty. It's still up. I'm not sure if they're taking guests, especially, you know, pandemic and stuff, but it's up right now. So
so it's kind of like the yung kay Elizabeth Warren. Lorraine and Warren. Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Elizabeth Warren
is the politician. Okay. Anyway.
So it's a similar fashion wherein he has paintings and everything there. He's collectibles and so forth. It's like it's a really great museum. Back then, there's actually one day one of the residents in the houses they found out that the daughter has suddenly passed, and then there was a quiet funeral over it. But the thing is, there are a few articles here that mention that there's two wherein the daughter apparently got leptospirosis, thus they had to lock her away in the room that she's in. So people are not allowed to go see her and so forth. There's also one, she had leptospirosis. The daughter was apparently very beautiful. And so
pero bloodstain ang face niya. So white lady.
It was never really mentioned. Kasi I'll get to her ghost later on.
Interesting.
She basically died. Either with leptospirosis, and there's one here that says she was actually mentally ill. So they would because of that, one of the articles mentioned that they would lock her up in the room, and then she would yell and scream and so forth. So it was really, really strange. And then there was a portion wherein they buried her in the body was buried in the room.
What?
Okay. Yeah, that she died in. Yeah. So because he mentioned that the father couldn't bury the daughter on the ground. So what they did is they built a stone coffin.
Why not?
Inside the room. It wasn't really mentioned, but I think it was because he was really disheartened with his daughter passing.
Parang di niya kaya. Mm-mm. Parang di niya makaya.
So I think he can't accept really it. He can't really fully part away from the fact that he lost his daughter, because it was his only daughter. So there were rumors from servants in the house that the daughter was actually, she was transformed into this creature. That's why they had to quarantine her in the room. And then the maids would serve, the food through a hole just to feed her. So they built a stone coffin and put her inside the coffin and locked her there. A year after her death, the father actually bought a white dressed a doll, and then he had the doll. He had one of the maids bring the dress, the doll, and a plate of rice to the chamber where, the coffin was, because it's some superstition that they have to bring tribute to the daughter. So the maid did what she was told to do, and then later on she came back to take the plate, but the plate of rice was actually been half eaten, which was very strange. Curious, she tried to check. She looked through, the hole, and she saw, apparently, the daughter, in the white dress, sitting up in the coffin holding the doll. So the maid was, yelling that, the lady is back, the daughter is back. That's one of, the sort of sightings for the daughter, because there are other sightings wherein at night.
Sorry, I heard settings. I heard
sightings. Did I say settings? Oh my god!
I think you said sightings. But my brain registered settings, so I'm kind of parang napadouble take ako sa ano sa recording. Parang, huh? That is one of the settings ng daughter.
Yeah, that's one of the settings. So she has two settings.
The other is sickly child. The other is ghostly form.
But yeah, so there were like others now na like it said the body would be gone. There were nights that sometimes the body would disappear and then the family could not find the body. And then there were like whenever that happens, they would hear and see a girl with, you know, white hair wandering in the garden. And then, you know, sometimes like voices would echo in the middle of the night. There's another article here that I found wherein apparently I'm not 100% sure, but one of the comments on the article like asked is the person who wrote this apparently is the great granddaughter of the father. So they talked about, you know, the museum and how beautiful it is, and then like they talked about the cultural history of the families because it's apparently it's a really elite family. So one of them like asked about like the daughter and so forth. I'm not like seeing any replies from this, but apparently they did mention that, you know, the family did have a daughter. So it's factual. So yeah, apparently the room that she was in the attic, and
attic.
I'm not. Yeah, attic.
Attic.
Uh-huh.
Attic. Uh-huh. Pagsuroy. Attic. De joke lang. Okay.
There were others that stated that you can even sort of see if you can go in, like, cause right now I think they're not letting people in anymore. Like it's like a good portion of the house is like private. The rest is like, I think the front lower portion of the house is part of the museum. The rest of the floors I think is not allowed to be accessed.
Off limits. Pero nobody lives like, in that house anymore.
I believe no, cause I've been like checking the articles. It says that like they like some actually mentioned that it's been abandoned. Others says that like there's like the father was like not allowed to live here anymore. But yeah, mostly it says that like it's just for the museum, like the lower portion.
Where, okay, I might have missed it, but did you talk about what happened to the body in the room?
What they did, because some of the articles mentioned that like
but did you talk about it?
They buried the body in secret. Yeah, I believe I mentioned that they took the body. Like when the maid was like yelling
in Chinese.
The lady is back. Yeah, in Chinese. That's when like the father decided to like bury the body in secret, and like people are not allowed to speak about the incident though. Like the people in the house. Other people were mentioned that the body could have been buried within the grounds, but like they can really never tell because again, it was buried in secret. The body was buried in secret. But yeah, that's my farts for today. It's very interesting.
It is, and you did say that you read 3 articles for this.
Yeah, I sent you all my links.
Wow.
Actually have one more. So I am prepared because we were expecting to record a few days ago.
Her preparation levels is way beyond expectations.
I will go back to like not doing anything, like preparing like the day before. Because like you're pointing it out, you're calling it out. Okay, let's go back to normal.
No, don't do that.
Too late.
No, can't do that. No, that's not fair. We love it.
Because you're the one that's supposed to be the guy that's prepared. And my job is just to be here. Remember that.
So, baliktad na. Your job is to be prepared.
No, I don't want to take the role. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you did mention...
I just want to take a nap.
You did mention you have another story, but we're going to have to cut it here. Because our guest is here now, right?
Oh, hi. All right. Let's hear from our wonderful guests.
All right. So we are going to be taking a break. We'll set everything up. I'll kick Ninya out of the room. And when we come back, I will have Sarge from Davao Paranormal Society joining us to talk about paranormal investigation and ghosts and his experience of paranormal investigating. We'll be right back.
Ninya and I were recording one night when our ears stung from an eerie soundbite. For a third voice came in and gave their replies, and suddenly, to our surprise,
we have a guest.
On farts, there is a guest.
We have a guest.
It was the very best.
We have a guest.
We were very impressed.
We have a guest.
That we now have a guest.
Hello, everybody. I am here with me. I am here right now. I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous. I am here right now with Sarge of Davao Paranormal Society. Hi, Sarge.
Hello, Andrew.
Okay, so you are... Can you tell me a bit about you and Davao Paranormal Society?
Yeah, sure. My name is Bernie. Full name, Bernie Bernardo. Everybody called me either Bernie or Sarge. Sarge is because my rank in the military is sergeant, so that's why everybody called me Sarge. Going back to Davao Paranormal Society, I founded this way back in 2012. This was because ever since I was small, was a kid, the paranormal has always been scary to me in regard to mga multo, mga nuno sa punso, you name it. I was scared of it, and I wanted answers to the questions or if these are true or totoo ba to sila. Anyway, as I go older, I begin asking questions to people who always say, oops, may ghost dyan sa bahay na yan, or may, you know, may multo dyan sa bahay na yan. But nobody can tell me what a ghost is, asan galing ang multo o totoo ba to. So anyway, to make a long story short, I saw this series, a TV series entitled Ghost Something. And when I saw these people doing a ghost hunt and they were getting evidences or documenting paranormal activity, I thought to myself, huh, if these people can do it, I can do it. So that was way back in 2012 when I founded the Davao Paranormal Society. And I put up a webpage, not really a webpage, but a group page in Facebook. And slowly but surely, people who are into the paranormal started being members. So I put up a kind of like a notice saying that, if you're into the paranormal, maybe we can do some ghost hunting. It was funny because when we started this, we were just using cell phones and nothing else. So we'd ask around if anybody has heard any rumor of any haunted location, and I'd send people there to take pictures from their cell phones and record audio from their cell phones. And that's how it started, the Davao Paranormal Society.
How many are you in the team right now?
In the team, it depends. Right now, there's about two active investigators. Their name is Dean Joshua and Rainey Sandigan. Rainey is a vlogger himself. And Dean is active in doing investigation for Davao Paranormal. Rainey is more by himself because, again, he's a vlogger. So whenever he has time, he comes in and helps us out. Right now, the number of investigator, it varies from 2 to 4 people that does the investigation for Davao Paranormal.
That's really interesting, no? I love how it grew and grew and grew, and now you have this like, what do you call it? Like a, ano bang tawag dyan? Parang
it's a team. It's a team effort.
Yeah,
basically
team or a squad of ghost hunters, diba?
Yeah. Before I go further, I would just like to say that our goal, Davao Paranormal, is just to educate the public about the existence of ghosts. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of people that don't believe in ghosts. As a matter of fact, a lot of people laugh at us because they're saying, you guys are just making this up, or you're doing this. So that's what our main goal is. It's again to educate the public that ghosts does exist and that they live among us. There's no ifs and buts about it. We have captured a lot of evidences in regard to spirits, and our evidences are there for them to watch and listen to.
Yeah, and you could kind of see that in your page, kasi diba you post some of your findings. I've seen yung recent one, which was yung sa Buhangin.
Oh yeah, yes.
Yeah, and speaking of that, how do you confirm if this evidence is real or not?
Well, again, our investigation, we use gadgets to capture document or to document evidences about spirits. We don't use mediums, we don't use psychics, we use cameras, we use video cameras, and we use recorders to capture the evidences. As a matter of fact, the most gadget that we use is called the PSB7 Spirit Box. What a PSB7 spirit box, it's kind of like a transistor radio, but what it does, it scans the radio signal in the area. It scans it rapidly and continuously, and it creates white noise. And according to expert, you can hear the spirit better with the white noise. That's what we use. We have a lot of gadgets in regard to our investigation. We have a night vision. We have what we call the Boo Bear, where it's a teddy bear basically, and it has
motion capture.
We do have that one. The motion capture is just basically a camera that will turn on when it detects
when
motion.
My movement. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm, and my movement. And again, one of the most gadget that we use is called the PSB7 Spirit Box. And give you some terms what we use, especially the EVPs. EVP is short for the electronic voice phenomena. This is basically where when you're audio recording on a location and you're talking to the spirits, and then you cannot hear the spirits talking back until you replay the audio recording. That's when you hear them.
Through those gadgets and those tools that you have, that's how you confirm that, oh, there is an existence of ghosts in this area.
Well,
and
yes.
Spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Again, we use those to capture capture evidences or document evidences that, hey, there's a hunting on the location.
Where does your team operate ba? Like in Davao lang ba? Or whole Mindanao? Or the whole country?
That's a good question. Right now, I have a team in Davao, but we don't have a physical location in Davao City. And I have another group which I founded. It's called the Cebu Paranormal Group. It's based in Cebu. So they're doing their own thing, doing investigations, and Davao Paranormal Society is also doing their own investigation. So there's two teams, you know, doing their own investigation. But when the COVID pandemic hit, it put a stop to everything that we were doing. It's just that recently, when it kind of like opened up a little bit, that's when we sent our investigators into members who are calling for help. The latest one we had was in Buhangin, where the woman had problems with at her house, where she fell down because somebody pulled her leg. That was the latest one that we had.
And yeah, so yeah, the pandemic really hit you guys hard. So you guys had to stop for like a whole year. And
yeah, basically, yes.
But I actually see on your Facebook page that you guys are about to join this the world's largest ghost hunt in
Well, thanks for plugging that in. Yeah, we are the only paranormal group from the Philippines that is part of the world's largest ghost hunt. It's going to be on September 25th. This is going to be videoed or live feed throughout the world. So I'm very, very proud and happy that somebody's representing the Philippines on this ghost hunt.
Oh, that's really exciting. I can't wait for that. And this is going to be live? So
yes, it's going to be
live. You can all watch it.
Yes, you can watch teams from all over the world, as far as Greece, people in the UK, people in Australia. They're going to be doing live feed. But because our location in the Philippines is in Samar, it's an island in next to Samar. It's called Zumarraga Island. That's where we're going to be on September 25th. It's an ancestral house.
I can't wait for that. Now, speaking of ghost hunting and paranormal investigation, now, you guys have been all over Davao. So you would say that you know where some of the most active places in Davao are.
Yes.
Because me, I'm from Davao. I don't even know where some of the most active places are.
Well, yeah. There's three locations where I can say it's really, really, really active. But I cannot name them because of privacy issue. A lot of them don't want their locations or the name of their businesses known. So we have to say it's an unknown location or undisclosed location. So I'm sorry, but some of the locations that are really, really active, I could not say where and what's the name of it.
Well, that's fair.
In Samal, there's this. It's a house. Yeah, it was built in the late 1800s. It's the General Moncado House.
Yep. And we actually talked about that on the show. And that's how we discovered Davao Paranormal Society was because of that story. Going back a little bit, without naming anything, you know, have you guys also tried looking into the known haunted places? You know, like yung sa Juan Luna, tama ba?
Yeah, we did a special in Juan Luna with, I think it was GMA. Unfortunately, one of our agreement with some of this local television shows is if we go with you guys, if we show it to you, then you have to share your tape with us or your video with us. Unfortunately, they didn't on that Luna or the one in Matina. The Balita Drive or something like that. Yeah, we did a special on that one, but we never did get the tape on that one. PPV4 with Big J Lagang, we did a lot of specials on him. We did one in the haunted funeral home, and then we did one. We did a couple in Buangin with them, and we did one with I think it was Corina Sanchez. Was it Gabin Lagim or something? Well, we did one in Danang, and then the Jessica KJMS. Also Jessica Soho. We also did one with her, but again, so some of these places I could not name because of privacy issues.
I don't know. For me, no, it's fun hearing about these things. I don't know why. It's just interesting to me.
Well, one thing I can say, ghost hunting is addictive. The first one is scary, maybe, if you're not used to it. But the next one or the following ghost hunts, it's addictive. Very, very addictive. You'll feel excitement and being scared at the same time. It's hard to describe the feeling when you do a ghost hunt.
What could you share that is probably the most, I don't know, scary most or something that shocked you during one of your investigations?
There's only one place that really shocked me, that really scared me, and this wasn't in Davao, and this wasn't in Cebu. This was in New Washington in Aklan. There's this old house over there that is abandoned. Nobody wants to live because supposedly, not supposedly, but something paranormal was living inside a house. And I took some pictures. That's the best I could do, is because I didn't bring my gadgets with me. All I have was my with my cell phone. And I took some pictures, video, and I caught something over there that really scared me. And that's one of my places that I'm definitely going back sometime this year after the ghost hunt, or the world's largest ghost hunt.
Oh, when
that's,
was this?
When that's
was
one scary house. That was way back in 2018.
Ah, okay.
As a matter of fact, yeah. I took some pictures of it, and if you go to my my group page, you'll see the New Washington Aklan video. It's yeah. Gonna show you what I captured on camera.
Were you alone there, or were you with someone?
Yes, I was alone. Nobody wants to come with me because they're saying, no, nah, I'm not going to go there. Nah. So it was dark and there's no lights. It was just me. And I was scared because you could hear something inside the house. And, you know, it's an abandoned, empty house, but you could hear something inside their building. And it scared the hell out of me.
Now, I love hearing these stories. I am so fascinated by them. And what if, you know, just hypothetically, I wanted to do my own investigation? How would I go about starting with that?
Easy. All you need is your cell phone. Okay, this is what you do. If you are a wannabe ghost hunter, this is what you want to do. For example, if you feel something in the house, something paranormal now, this is what you do. You take your cell phone, turn on your audio on your cell phone, the recording. For example, if it's a bedroom, you go in the bedroom, turn on your audio recording, put it in the bedroom, leave it there for 15, 20 minutes. And then you play it, see if you captured any what we call EVPs, or if you captured anything else. And take pictures of the whole house. Take a picture, for example, again, if it's inside a bedroom, take a lot of pictures of the same spot. For example, if you're going to take a picture of the bed, take 2 to 3 pictures of it, so you can compare it later if there's any any difference on the mm-hmm. on the photos.
So and when looking into these photos, you know, and recordings, it counts if it's orbs or does it count or, you know, ghostly apparitions, ganun?
Yes, you can see them. In regard to orbs, I really don't delve into it much because orbs and dust, oh God, it's so hard to distinguish.
Yeah, it's so similar.
In the dust. So when it comes to orbs, I really don't go into it.
And you mentioned, like, for example, like in my house. So you can find ghosts even in places that are populated by, for example, like a family or something that is very...
Oh, yeah.
Active with human activity.
Oh yes, we have a lot of. Again, we have a lot of people that contacted us, and I guess some of them are businesses, and they'd contact us saying, "Hey, could you come and do some investigation?" And we go there and we capture EVPs. And this is just my opinion, okay? I think most of the houses, residentials, there's ghosts in them. And people just don't, how should I say this? Wala silang, hindi nila nararamdaman ang mga multo sa bahay nila because maybe hindi nagpaparamdam.
Mm.
But I bet you, if I go to your house and I do an investigation, I'll capture something.
Well, for sure, because my grandpa and my uncle both died in the same house, so I'm pretty sure I'll find them.
No, let's just pick a random house, any random house. I know I can capture EVPs without using any gadgets. Again, this is just my opinion. This is not a fact. I think once we die, and we release our spirit, and then the spirit just walks around trying to find, a safe place for them. That's what I think.
Mm.
But what do I know? That's why I'm doing this. So, you know, I'll have some answers.
Do you need to protect yourself before hunting or investigating?
Yes, we do use the sage, the white sage.
Mm-hmm.
We do a cleansing afterwards because there's some times when I did an investigation in where was this Kalinan, and I captured the voice of a girl crying asking for help. So by the time we're done and I got home, I can hear her on my window crying. So what did was I did some sage and it disappeared. It was gone. In Cebu, when I was doing a lot of investigation on cemeteries, every time I go home, I sage because they do follow you home. They do. Sometimes, not all the time, but they do follow you home. Because once they detect that you can hear them or you can see them, and then they'll be going after you because maybe they want something from you. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I am genuinely, I might just try, you know, investigating in my house now. Now that
you
I
should.
Know, all I need is my phone. I don't need...
That's all you need. It's your phone.
Yeah, I don't need any fancy equipment, just my phone. So definitely I will try that in the future.
Okay, again, when you hear something on your phone, don't be scared because a lot of times they'll be asking for, you're going to love this. They're going to be asking for food. I'm serious. Most
really?
Of the time they'll ask for food, yes. They're going to ask for adobo. They're going to ask for all kinds of food from you. They're gonna be calling you all kinds of names too.
Oh, so like they're
some of
they're
them
playful.
Are really really fun. Yeah, some of them are really really funny. They call you all kinds of names.
I might expect someone to say, "Oh, I know what you're doing in your bedroom, Andrew." But probably. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Uncle.
No, most probably, but some of them play around. Especially when we did our investigation in Samal. There's gonna be about a dozen ghosts trying to speak at the same time. So we were having issues because we don't know, which one was speaking. But in Samo, they were giving their names too. Christina Poros was one. Diosa was one. Jason, he's an American ghost that's trapped in Samo, on the mansion. What else? Crispin is one. So they were giving out names. They were telling their names.
Well, thank you so much, Sarge, for coming on the show. I know this is really quick, and I want to know more about your stories, your experiences. If people are interested, where can people find or connect with Davao Paranormal Society?
Well, Facebook, Davao Paranormal Society, you can just message me if you have any questions in regard to the paranormal. Or if you want to be an investigator, hey, we welcome everybody to become investigators.
Oh, thank you. I might take you up on that offer. Because
And there's an invitation for you to come join us when we do our investigation.
Pag vaccinated na ako, pag fully vaxxed na ako, I just had my first shot. I can't wait.
Get your Sinovac.
Well, thank you so much, Sarge, for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. We should do this again.
Yep, definitely. And welcome back, Ninya.
Hi.
Sadly, Ninya couldn't be there to hear the whole interview.
No.
But she will hear it when the episode comes out. If she does decide to listen to the podcast one more time. Don't be like me, guys. She's like
because I want to listen to the podcast when I stream.
Anyway. If you want to know what we talked about, Nins, go listen to the episode.
I will listen to it. Don't worry about it.
I was so nervous having Sarge come over because, first of all, I have never talked to an expert on paranormal investigation.
Mm-mm.
And I didn't know that it was so easy to get started on paranormal investigating. Like, literally, he mentioned all you needed was a phone. Your phone. The phone that you have right now. So you just need your camera and your voice recorder and you're already a paranormal investigator. So maybe in the future, Nins, we would maybe do some paranormal investigating.
Yeah, and like scare each other.
He did invite me to join them. Ooh. So Ooh. I am... Mm. I don't know. I'm excited for that. At the same time, I'm kind of like the pandemic and stuff like that. Hopefully, once I'm fully vaccinated, I'm getting my next shot.
You should be vaccinated then.
Yeah, I should be.
Well, good for you. I'm still waiting to get vaccinated.
You can actually do walk-ins now, Beb. Did you know that? You can do walk-ins really? Now. At least in Davao.
I don't know. I'm... Ah, okay. Because I don't know with my sister. I just follow her instructions.
Keep bugging your sister. It's really important.
You know my life.
Just keep... honestly, if there's one thing to bug people about, it's that you should get vaccinated. Like, all those, fear-mongering... Because
I think they're, waiting. They have, Yeah, that's not good. To misinformation and stuff, to be spreading stuff like that. That's not okay.
Yeah, what were you gonna say?
I think they were waiting for like a com- Kasi like she's part of the company and apparently I'm part of the company as well. Kasi their boss is like they have partners in China and so on. So like I think they got like the vaccine directly from China or something.
Hold on. Can we talk about how your sister almost dated a spy?
We're not allowed to talk about that one day.
I want to talk about that one day. One day.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
We're not going to mention names. We're just going to mention what happened.
The reason why I don't want to talk about that is because like that's when shit like went down like for me. That like it was super stressful. And I don't want to... Sorry. Maybe... Can we just leave it like people like let people be like what when what happened?
Hold on, your sister
dated the spy, yeah, and then like you guys will never know the story.
I just want to say he was a very stupid spy because he told your sister that he was a spy.
He's a spy, yeah. Like it was a scam, basically. Long story short, it was a scam.
Oh my god! It was a really bad. Oh wow. Oh wow.
The end. That's the thing.
All right. This is a revelation. All right. At the end of the show, Nins. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much. Let's end the show now.
All right. Okay. 1 hour now.
1 hour now. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening, Alarming Real Life Tales show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C. Fernandez. That's NinCFernandez. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything. That's TheAndrewTops. And the show's Facebook and Twitter is at Farts Pod. We talk about, we also have a group on Facebook that you guys can join. Please join the Facebook group. We post everything that we talk about on the show there, the sources, the links,
memes and so on.
And we want you guys to be talking on the show. So like we want you guys on the show. We want to hear from you. So the link will be up there as well in the show notes and everywhere. All our posts, it'll be there as well. If you've got a scary story you'd like to share, you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on all our socials. Thank you to Sarge of Davao Paranormal Society. Go like their page, guys. Just search for Davao Paranormal Society. They do frequent ghost hunting. It's super interesting. Till next week.
Bye!
Bye!